Sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله. There are many virtues and blessings in reciting salutations, Durud-e-Pak, upon the best of creation, our beloved and final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The first Caliph of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, Salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam erases sins faster than water extinguishes fire. And while Salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is superior to freeing slaves. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Aftalul amali an-niyatu sadiqah, meaning the best deeds is a sincere intention. So my dear Islamic brothers, make it a habit to form good intentions before every action, as good intentions can lead one to paradise. And before listening to the speech, for example, we can make good intentions. For example, I will listen to the entire speech in order to gain Islamic knowledge. I will sit in a respectful fashion. I will not be lazy or inattentive during the speech. I will listen to with the intention of self-improvement. And I will try to convey what I learned to others, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, a pious person narrates, I once had a neighbor who was very sinful. A neighbor who was very sinful. And this bothered and it made me worried, to the extent that he says, I eventually moved houses so that I could stay away from him. A person who was living next to a neighbor who was extremely sinful, and it bothered him so much that eventually he moved homes. After his death, yani the neighbor's death, he says, I was approached by an extremely tall man, so tall in fact that his height scared me. And come with me, he said. He took me to the grave of my former neighbor and began to open it. He says, amazingly, inside the grave was a fresh green garden and a beautiful throne. My neighbor, who was known to be sinful, was sitting comfortably upon this throne. When I asked how he attained such an astonishing rank, he smiled and he recited, yani he told me that he recited this after every prayer. Allahumma rda an Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Uthmana wa Aliyin warhamni bihubbihim. Meaning, O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and have mercy upon me for the sake of my love for them. Because of this, Allah Almighty forgave me and granted me this reward. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, there is a Farsi saying, translation, Allah Almighty's mercy does not look at the vast number of deeds. Allah Almighty's mercy only looks for an excuse. Many times, even a small deed becomes a cause of forgiveness for the gravest of sinners. Look at this fortunate neighbor. Although he was sinful, he loved the four leading companions of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, namely Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And he would supplicate, yani make dua for them after every prayer. And this act was accepted by Allah Almighty and became the means of his forgiveness. So my dear Islamic brothers, this is a short supplication and we can memorize it. And if a person can't recite it in Arabic, then they can also say it in their mother tongue after every prayer. And the dua I'll just repeat it is, Allahumma rda an Abi Bakrin wa Umara wa Uthmana wa Aliyin warhamni bihubbihim. Meaning the translation, O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Uthman, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and have mercy upon me for the sake of my love for them. Subhanallah. And we firmly hope that Allah Almighty will also have mercy on us and forgive us due to this love and devotion. Saldu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a companion of the highest rank. His name was Abdullah. His technonym was Abu Bakr. And his famous titles were Siddiq and Atiq. He was the first adult male to accept Islam, the first companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the Prophet's earliest friends. He was the first preacher, orator, and supporter of Islam, aiding it with both his life and his wealth. He was the first person to build a masjid and a special vizier to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could even hear angels speaking. And from amongst all the noble companions radiyallahu anhum, he was appointed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead prayer. He was granted the title Siddiq by Allah Azza wa Jal, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, and the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the first caliph of Islam and a representative of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Around 32 verses of the noble Quran and hundreds of sacred ahadith highlight his greatness and his virtues. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an who was appointed as the first caliph, serving for 2 years, 3 months. And he passed away on the 22nd of Jamadul Akhirah in the year 13 AH, and now rests besides the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beneath the green dome, yani the Gumbad-e-Khizra in Medina Sharif. Subhanallah. Saldu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, let's listen to 3 ahadith mubarakah about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, angels will bring Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu forth and place him in paradise along with the prophets and the Siddiqeen. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a certain man shall enter paradise whilst all its inhabitants repeatedly say, welcome, welcome, come here, come here. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was present and asked in amazement, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will we see this person? And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared and replied and said, O Abu Bakr, the person in paradise shall be you. And Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, one day we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he announced, soon a person shall arrive who is the best of my ummah after me. And on the day of judgment, he shall intercede like the Prophet's will. Then a short while later, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood, kissed his forehead and embraced him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he holds the special distinction of accompanying the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave of Thawr. So alhamdulillah, those people who have been blessed to visit Makkah Sharif And there is a mountain there and a cave, the cave of Thor. And Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was able to accompany the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at this time in this particular cave. We've heard of numerous narrations regarding this, but I want to mention something else today that maybe you're hearing for the first time regarding this incident of the cave of Thor. So I want you to listen attentively. During the migration from Makkah to Medina, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stayed in this cave for 3 days. In that time, there was only one blessed person with him for the entire duration, and that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the scholars of Islam, they say, this opportunity for displaying devotion and servitude that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained was a truly unique blessing. And no companion of any other prophet ever attained something similar. My dear Islamic brothers, during their stay in this cave, yani the cave of Thor, several extraordinary events took place. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates how during that time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became extremely thirsty. And at the time when they entered this cave, there was a moment where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became extremely thirsty. And he humbly mentioned this to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who proclaimed, go further into the cave, go and drink. So look at Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's mentioning to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this blessed cave that I'm feeling thirsty. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is then ordering him to go further into the cave and to go and drink. Without any question, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes deeper into the cave, and then he comes across water sweeter than honey, whiter than milk, and more fragrant than musk. And he drank some of this and then he returned. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Abu Bakr, shall I tell you a joyful matter? And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, may my parents be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, please do, please tell me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam revealed, Allah Almighty commanded the angel appointed over the rivers of paradise to draw a stream from Jannatul Firdaus and direct it into the cave so Abu Bakr may drink from it. Wow. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this amazing news, he asked in astonishment, is this my rank with Allah Azza wa Jal? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared and said, yes, and even more than this. I take an oath, a qasam, by he who sent me as a true prophet. Whoever hates or is jealous of you shall never enter paradise. And even if he possesses good deeds equivalent to those of 70 prophets. So listen to this statement carefully. That what is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu here at this moment is, yes, yani, is this my rank with Allah Azza wa Jal? This is the question from Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that yes, and even more than this, and I take an oath by he who sent me as a true prophet, whoever hates or is jealous of you shall never enter paradise, even if he possesses good deeds equivalent to those of 70 prophets. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, what a magnificent rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds. Alhamdulillah, he is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal and beloved to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is his status that Allah Azza wa Jal, with Allah Azza wa Jal, that when he feels thirst, the rivers of paradise are directed towards him in the world. And my dear Islamic brothers, there's an important lesson for us in this event. What did our master, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say? He said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and remember this, whoever hates or is jealous of you shall never enter paradise, even if he possesses good deeds equivalent to those of 70 prophets. Allahu Akbar. This is a severe warning. A severe warning. Indeed, nobody can ever possess good deeds equal to even one prophet, let alone 70. And nobody's actions can compare to theirs. Leave aside sinners like us, even the righteous deeds of the greatest saints, the awliya, cannot match those of the noble prophets, alayhi salam. So consider this matter, this grave matter, this big matter. Even if someone hypothetically performed deeds of that magnitude, but had hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that a single evil trait would outweigh all his good deeds and he would not be allowed to enter paradise. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended the pulpit, glorified and praised Allah azza wa jalla, and then asked, where is Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am here. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, come closer to me, Abu Bakr. And when Abu Bakr came near, the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam embraced him and kissed his forehead. We saw tears flowing from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyes. And he held the hand of Abu Bakr and he proclaimed, O Muslims, this is Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is the leader of the Muhajireen and the Ansar. He is my ally. He affirmed me when others denied me. Whoever harbors hatred against him, upon them be the curse of Allah and the curse of all who curse. May Allah Almighty protect us, all those who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us pray that Allah azza wa jal protects us from this until our final breath. Without doubt, disrespecting or hating the noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum leads to nothing but ruin, disaster and catastrophe. This is why Shaykh-e Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, he's given us this nara. So inshallah, let's together say, repeat this nara. Har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati, sab sahabiyat bi jannati jannati, char yaran nabi jannati jannati, hazrat siddiq bi jannati jannati, aur umar farooq bi jannati jannati, usman ghani jannati jannati, Fatima aur Ali jannati jannati, hai Hasan Hussein bhi jannati jannati, walidain ne nabi jannati jannati, har zawjaye nabi jannati jannati, aur Abu Sufyan bhi jannati jannati, hai Muawiya bhi jannati jannati. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ibn Abi al-Dunya rahmatullah alayhi, who lived before Imam Bukhari rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was a distinguished authority in hadith, and he narrates the following incident. He says, a man passed away in the city of Al-Madain. His family covered his body and began preparing for his funeral. As his family sat near his body, the shroud moved, revealing his face, yani the face of the deceased, who then sat up and exclaimed, in the masjid of Al-Madain, there are people who speak ill of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. The angels who came to take my soul are sending curses upon those people. He then said, Astaghfirullah, twice, laid down again, dead once more. My dear Islamic brothers, the word curse, yani la'na in Arabic, means to be deprived and distanced from Allah Almighty's mercy. So a person who is cursed has a la'nat. This means that he is deprived and he is distanced away from the mercy of Allah Almighty. So let us think about this for a moment. Imagine how disgraced a person must be for angels to send curses upon him. Imagine the loneliness and condition of such a person. How would such a person ever have his hardships be eased? How can he ever attain success? Any a person who is under the curse of Allah Almighty, how can he have his hardships taken away? How can he ever attain success? Above all else, if such a person dies without repenting, without doing tawbah, what will become of him in the grave, the day of judgment, and upon the bridge of Sirat. My dear Islamic brothers, it is narrated that there was a man named Abu Khasib, and known for distributing burial shrouds, yani kafan. Whenever someone passed away and the family could not offer a shroud, he would provide one to them. So one day he was told there was a death in a certain household. So this person, he went, took another person with him, and he rushed there. He said, "I saw people gathered with the deceased lying before them, a brick placed on his stomach, and they were praising him, recounting his good deeds." So this person, Abu Khasib, what he says, he asks and he says, "Why have you not ritually bathed him? Yani, why haven't you performed the ghusl of this person yet?" And they replied, "We have no shroud, we have no kafan." He sent his friend to fetch one, assigned someone to dig a grave, and then the family began heating water in order to bathe the body. He says, "I sat near the body and the corpse suddenly began to move. The brick fell away from the body and the dead person sat up screaming, 'The fire, the fire.'" And Abu Khasib explained and he says, "Say, 'La ilaha illallah.'" And the dead man replied, "This will not benefit me now. May Allah send a la'na upon the old man from Kufa who misled me, the old man who told me to swear at Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah." In another narration, the dead person said, "I was taken to the fire and shown my place in it, and it was said to me, 'Go back and tell the people of your fate. You will return to this very fire.' After saying this, he collapsed and he died once more." Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. My dear Islamic brothers, O lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not a fabricated story. Imam Ibn Abi Al-Dunya rahmatullah alayhi was a leading hadith scholar who recorded this incident from a complete chain of narration. And this is a harrowing story we can learn a lot from. Indeed, whatever our truthful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is absolutely true. And whoever hates the Honorable Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an will not enter paradise, even if their good deeds are equal in number to those performed by 70 prophets, as we heard earlier on. May Allah Almighty protect us from hatred or disrespect towards the noble companions and the Ahlul Bayt. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we love the noble companions and the Ahlul Bayt. And every companion and member of the Prophet's family is deeply cherished and a source of comfort to our hearts. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Almighty make this love everlasting. May we live with this love, die with this love, and be laid in our graves with this love, and be raised on the day of judgment with this love in our hearts. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, he narrates, on the night of Miraj, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit the heavens and behold Allah Almighty, that night Jibreel alayhi salam spoke of the excellence of the Prophet's vizier Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, it will be said to Abu Bakr, 'Enter paradise without accountability, O Abu Bakr.' And he will reply, 'I will not go to paradise until those who love me are granted admission into it.'" So listen to this narration. This is who saying, this is the angel Jibreel alayhi salam talking about the excellence of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and by saying, "Ya Rasulullah, on the day of judgment," and this is on the night of Miraj as well, that "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, it will be said to Abu Bakr, 'Enter paradise without accountability.' And O Abu Bakr," he will reply, "I will not go to paradise until those who love me are granted admission into it." Subhanallah. This is the exalted rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, the highest ranking personality after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty grant us true and steadfast love for him. And if we have love for our master, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, in our hearts on the day of judgment, we will surely enter paradise through his intercession, insha'Allah azza wa jal. My dear Islamic brothers, amongst the countless virtues of the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, is that all Muslims until the day of judgment have been commanded to follow him, walk in his footsteps, and to take his life as a model of guidance. And in the noble Quran, in the 79th verse of Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal commands, "Kunu Rabbaniyin," become people of Allah. And someone asked Sayyidina Abu Abbas Atta Rahmatul Alayhi, in this verse, who has Allah Almighty commanded us to be like? And he explained, in this verse, we are commanded to be like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, as after the prophets, there is nobody more devoted to Allah Almighty than him. And in another verse, Allah Almighty says, translation, and follow the path of the one who returns to me in repentance. And the leading Quranic commentator of this ummah, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, writes, in this verse, he who returns to Allah refers to none other than Abu Bakr. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of the leading companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. May Allah Almighty bless us for the sake of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, whose pure character, luminous morals, and unique habits. Ameen. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, there are more verses of the Quran in relation to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I want to just move on to now about the concern for passing away with Iman. How important it is for us as well to understand that the priceless asset, that one prize asset that we have, is our Iman. From amongst the countless qualities held by Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of them is his yearning and his concern to pass away with his faith and his iman intact. His blessed daughter, the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates, my father would recite this supplication morning and evening. Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhirahu wa khayra amali khawatimahu wa khayra ayyami yawma alqaak. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make the end of my life the best part of it. Make my final deeds my best, and make the best of my days the day I meet you. I'll repeat that again. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make the end of my life the best part of it. Make my final deeds my best, and make the best of my days that I meet you. And somebody asked, O Abu Bakr, you are a companion of the Prophet and his companion in the cave. Why do you make this dua? Why do you make this supplication? And he replied and he says, sometimes a person performs deeds of the people of paradise throughout his life, yet his life concludes with deeds of the people of hell. And other times a person spends his life performing deeds of the people of hell, yet concludes his life with deeds of the people of paradise. Let that sink in, my dear Islamic brothers. What does he say regarding this when a person asks him? Anyway, we've heard Hadith Mubarakah about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be entering Jannah. But here look at the mindset of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What he's saying is, a person performs deeds of the people of paradise throughout his life. Yani he performs good deeds throughout his life. Yet, when his life concludes with deeds of the people of hell. Yani when he gets to a certain age sometimes, or when he's about to pass away, he's doing deeds which replicate them people who are going to go to the hellfire. And other times, a person spends his life performing deeds of the people of hell, and he spends a sinful life, yet he concludes his life with deeds of the people of paradise. My dear Islamic brothers, this is an extremely profound statement, that what we are at this moment holds its own importance, but what we become at the end of our lives is far more crucial. And it is a great blessing that we are Muslims today, but it is even more important that we die as Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid if we lose our iman, our faith, as we are about to die, or we spend our final days committing the deeds of those who will go to the hellfire. This will lead to unimaginably severe consequences. And here, there's an extensive hadith mubarakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says that the children of Adam were created in varying categories. Some are born as believers, live with iman, yani in faith, and die as believers. Some are born disbelievers, live in disbelief, and they die as disbelievers. Some are born believers, live as believers, but die as disbelievers. And some are born disbelievers, they live in disbelief, but they die as believers. And this is a statement from who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, we've heard this beautiful narration today about Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his maqam, his status in the bargah of Allah Almighty. And we've learned that how much he yearned to protect his iman, his faith. We, each and every single one of us, need to think about this final narration that we just heard, which was, that the Prophet ﷺ talked about those who were born as Muslims, who live as Muslims and then die as disbelievers. What acts could cause a person to die with disbelief? And this is the reality, my dear Islamic brothers, that if we don't have a concern for our iman, our faith, then unfortunately there is a risk that at the time of death we could lose our iman. So my dear Islamic brothers, to instill the love of the noble companions and the Ahl-e Bayt in your heart, in order to safeguard your iman, attach yourself to the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami and participate as much as you can in the 12 religious activities. May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to regularly listen and read the weekly booklet. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sunnah inspired bayan. Through the sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live.